For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Last night was just really, really disappointing and discouraging for me as a Knicks fan. And I really now, after defending them throughout the whole year and saying that let's see them when they get to the playoffs and let's see what team they can be. Yeah, after two games, I don't think they're going anywhere. If they get out of this series, they're going to get whacked by the Celtics. And it's amazing to me that the team that beat them up last night, and I understand that they came back and then the Schroeder three was the backbreaker, is the exact team that Tom Thibodeau would love to have. The team that's bruising, the team that's grabbing more rebounds, the team that's playing better defense. And he's got these guys, which is not the team that he likes to coach, watching a team that he would love to coach beating his team. And they still may beat the Pistons. I picked the Knicks in six, so I figured they'd lose a couple games. But the Pistons have been the better team for three, maybe seven quarters, at least six quarters in this series. And last night was annoying. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. And you know how in game one, Campaign came through? And he basically hit a couple huge three-pointers. And they won the game, really, because of the way that he played in the fourth quarter and the way that they played defense in the fourth quarter and the fact that the Detroit Pistons couldn't hold on to the basketball because of the intensity on defense. Well, you know, last night, Campaign was basically, you know, nailed to the bench. Didn't get a chance.
He got three fouls early.
Well, whatever. I mean, you know, still, you got to let the guy play. I mean, sooner or later, he's got to get out there because I think what happened last night, if I put it in a little bit of a nutshell, Mikal Bridges had a chance to be a hero, and he missed four straight shots. Wide open, by the way. He could have hit one of those threes, two of those threes. The garden roof would have come off, and he didn't do it. So that's one culprit right there. The second culprit is, and I love him, and I think he's the heart and soul of the team, that happens to be Jalen Brunson. He turned into Carmelo Anthony last night. Like, give me the ball, get out of the way. I'm just going to stand here, and I'm going to dribble it. I'm going to try to get a foul. And I love the guy. He's the heart and soul of this team. We haven't had a guy like him in a long time. So I'm just saying it was a little bit selfish last night. And then the final thing I'm going to say is that, you know, and I know you're going to talk about Carl Anthony Towns, so I'll leave that one up to you. At the end of the game, what I saw body language-wise from one Knicks player, I didn't like. And the reason I didn't like it is because he was frustrated that he never touched the ball. And you could see it. And he got his ass beat on defense, and he's supposed to be, you know, the defensive player in the league, according to him, and that is OG Anunoby. What I saw is a guy that was really frustrated that he never got a chance to touch the ball towards the end of the game. Like, he didn't get a chance to shoot a three. The ball kept going to Bridges, and Bridges kept missing. And then, of course, you have, you know, Jalen Brunson hoisting up a couple.
Yeah.
And I know he's trying to get fouls and things of that nature to get to the foul line. I mean, there's a million things to look at. You know, not only that, but the discrepancy in free throws in the first half. I mean, it's obviously it's all there. But the Knicks had a chance to win the game and steal the game like they did in the second half, especially right. The fourth quarter in game one, and they couldn't do it.
No, and I know that you want to say, and have it in a nutshell, the Bridges shots go down, it's different. If Schroeder misses that three, it's different. But to me, it's the totality of the game. I mean, they just got beat. It's an all four quarters thing, and they had to storm back again. The Pistons this time didn't let it happen. They didn't let the game slip away. And I really do think, like, it's not just Jalen Brunson being selfish. I think that defensively, the Pistons did exactly what they wanted to do. And it was either like, all right, Jalen Brunson, you want to be the hero and have the ball every single possession? Like, we'll take that because we don't think that that's going to beat us. And also, you want to pass the ball to one guy? Go ahead and pass it to Mikal Bridges because this guy's going to miss more shots than he makes. So, like, I'm not going to even get on Jalen Brunson for holding the ball. They couldn't do anything else because the Pistons were so good defensively. And it's just like some of these things, you know, that alley-oop to Durin, you know, late in the game from Cunningham. It's like stuff like that wouldn't have happened with last year's team. And at some point, I'll get over comparing it to last year's team. But like a breakdown like that and a turnover and a fast break the other way and a big dunk. Like just stuff like that didn't happen. So like when you have a team that's got more effort on defense and is a better defensive team beating the Knicks in front of Tom Thibodeau, it's got to drive him crazy. And then, of course, instead of him coming out and taking any sort of personal responsibility about how this team is playing, he goes straight to the officials. Like, the officials would rather have, you know, Tobias Harris and the Pistons in the second round than the New York Knicks. Just shut up. No more excuses. Take the responsibility. This team has not played the way it needs to be the entire time. And the fact that Karl Anthony Towns is a, you know, he's an all-star starter. You know, he could be a top 10 player in the league when he's right, and he's disappears in the fourth quarter. So you want to tell me that it's either on him or the fact that the Pistons outsmarted the Knicks and were doubling him all the time. Okay, then let's figure it out. Because you can't have your star player who you pushed all your chips in the middle of the table for this guy. That's what this was. And you can't have him be a non-factor at all in the fourth quarter of this game. So, I mean, 10 points?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
God's sakes, man.
Well, you gotta have the ball in your hands to be able to score. And if you're not getting the ball thrown to you, there's
one
guy. But
this is my point then. Like, this is my, so, all right, so then don't, it's not, like, I think we're looking at it different ways. I'm looking at this like Tom Thibodeau and the New York Knicks have not figured out how to make this team the best version of what it can be. And the Pistons have watched that, and J.B. Bickerstaff has watched this the entire season and knew how to take all things away
from the Knicks to neutralize the talent disadvantage that they have. So this to me wasn't even so much like, oh, you know, Jalen Brunson's hogging the ball. It's the fact that the Pistons are like, all right, we'll double him. He's not going to get the ball. So then Tibbs has got to counter that and say, well, I got this, you know, 6'10" all-star. I got to find a way to get him the ball. So that's my problem with it. It's well, like Jalen Brunson's not a ball hog. He's not an idiot out there. He just had no options because they were getting out coached and out played.
He also plays a lot of minutes, and you know sometimes decision making wanes late in games when you are tired. And there's no question in my mind that he put forth a Herculean effort. I would say, I mean, he played his ass off, and he plays hard, and he gets banged around, and you know for his size. For the amount of points that he scores within the paint over guys that are bigger than him, it really is quite amazing. But again, last night I saw a lot of him holding on to the ball, a lot of frustration from the guys that he was playing with. Maybe not Mikal Bridges, because Mikal Bridges had ample opportunity to be the hero last night. Ample opportunity.
But I don't want him to be the guy to be the hero.
I know that, but the ball ends up in his hands, and I think you're right.
Strategically.
I think you're right about that. But, you know, so the team has got to realize that. But, you know, that's like one of the hardest things I would imagine for a coach to do in the NBA is to sit there, because they want guys to shoot threes. They want them to shoot threes. But to sit there and say, hey, listen, man, you don't have it tonight, so don't be shooting any threes. You know, they're giving you wide open shots. The coach is not going to say that. The coach is going to say, Mikal Bridges, you've been in this league for, what, 7-8 years? You've never missed a game, and here's the deal. You're out there. You were brought here for this reason, and he had ample. I mean, he could have been the star last night.
Yeah.
And he could have been the campaign of the first game. Could have been that guy last night.
I mean, it's looking in the mirror at what the Knicks were, you know, prior to acquiring Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns. You know, a team that wasn't as talented as everybody else, but outworked them, was tougher, got more rebounds. And now, you know, one of the guys they sat on all those first-round picks and then they traded for Mikal Bridges is missing shots all over the place. I mean, it's just like, it really, I just have a bad feeling about
just
all
remember, this is the guy that was, you know, I don't say he was complaining, but he did bring up playing time. You know, I don't know why he brought up playing time, you know, about a month
ago. Something wrong with it. There's been... You know, and BT said this early on in the season, and I let it play out. I never really necessarily disagree with him, but there's just been something off with them the entire year. And, you know, while he said it going into this year, if they lose the Pistons, there's something serious going on in that locker room. From Josh Hart talking about them being selfish to, you know, Mikal Bridges talking about playing time to some of the it's just been weird. It's been off and it's been weird. And one thing that if I were Tom Thibodeau and I would – talk to Jalen Brunson after last night. And like I said, I do think that the Pistons, there's a lot of credit to be given there, but this is what Tibbs needs to figure out himself. So, and I'm not comparing the Knicks to the Dynasty Warriors. I'm just using this example. So Steph Curry used to play basketball one way before Kevin Durant got there. That worked. It worked. They won championships, right? So then Kevin Durant gets there and he takes on a different role and they were better and they won back-to-back championships and he was the MVP.
That's what great point guards do.
Right. So, Jalen Brunson, I don't think, with Tom Thibodeau, these two guys combined have figured out a way to give him the best role to make this group better. He's got talent all over the place. You know, he doesn't have Alec Burks out there anymore or Julius Randle who goes blind in the postseason. He doesn't have those guys anymore. He's got real players. So, let's figure out a way so it's not just you every single time. And outsmart them. Be the better coach. Be the smarter team. And they just, and the Pistons, man, I just, like, I'm jealous of them because they're out there just banging bodies and grabbing rebounds and Jalen Duren's out there flexing. I'm like, these guys are kicking the crap out of us.
Yeah, but I also got to say, though, these two games have been throwback games, which I love. I love the fact that, you know, guys are getting thrown around, guys are on the ground, guys are getting pushed, guys are in the air coming down on their shoulders, on their back. I mean, it's almost like a hockey game. He showed up.
That used to play into the Knicks' hands for years.
But now they're the more talented team in this situation. They supposedly have the best player on the court, and that best player is supposed to be Karl Anthony Towns. So when you sit here and you tell me that Karl Anthony Towns has 10 points in a game, and his team is losing. But again, like, he didn't get a lot of opportunity late in this game.
Well, yeah, right. So
like, who got the opportunities under 5 minutes in this game?
Well, yeah, I mean, Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges. I mean, those were the guys.
That's why, to me, OG Anunoby, man, I saw a guy that was pissed.
Well, I would be too.
He may not say anything, but I could just tell by the body language watching him that he was either pissed or frustrated. I don't know how to describe what I saw last night, and they took the cameras off of him. It was like under 2 minutes to go, and you could see there was a missed shot, and you could just see his body language, like, what the F are we doing?
Yeah, and another thing that Tibbs said after the game that just drove me nuts, and I've always liked this guy, and I know, you know, anytime you have a strong opinion on somebody, everybody forgets all the good things you said about him, but there's two things that really alarmed me last night. One was the blaming the officials as much as he did. I mean, you serious? You guys are the 3 seed, they're the 6 seed, they haven't been in the playoffs in forever, they had a 15-game losing streak in the postseason, it was the longest ever. You're way more talented than them. You're going to sit there and blame the officials. There's so many things that you guys did wrong. And the other thing was, how come Carl Anthony Towns didn't get the ball enough in the fourth quarter? Oh, you know, they were, you know, they're doubling them. And, you know, they were getting two guys there. It's tough to get them the ball. Okay, so let's see. Nikola Jokic, did people double him? Oh, yeah, he somehow gets the ball in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the best players in the league that Carl Anthony Towns is supposed to be. The coach either designed something for them to get open, or the ball ends up in another guy's hands who can actually make a goddamn shot. So you have to figure that out. Don't just tell me they were doubling them. Okay, great. They were doubling them, and then here's Mikal Bridges with an open shot. He's bricking it all over the place. Figure out a better way to get the ball in the hoop, for God's sakes. Stop making excuses about it.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.